Blog Talk Radio.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing,
go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
They got the power, they got the
cruise. Where on Saturdays we forget about all the evil in the world, and we talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. Now, during football, this is all we discuss. That's all we talk about is the NFL. Now, I don't know where my crew is tonight, but we got to get into this because there's a lot of really, really, really good games. And the game that happened Thursday was, I called it when I got the schedule. This was whenever they put the schedule out, I think June or whatever. When they put the schedule out, I looked at the very first game and it said Detroit in Kansas City, and I immediately, Detroit. And I stuck with it and they did it. I knew they were going to come out swinging. I knew they were going to come out swinging, and I knew Kansas City was going to be caught a little off guard. Well, we didn't know that his receivers couldn't catch the ball. Well, one player missing out of a team, you would think, would not really impact that big, but can happen, and we saw it Thursday night. Now, you know that Kelce would have gotten at least two of those balls thrown to him. I'm going very conservative. He would have caught at least one. He would have caught both of them, but he would have at least one of them. All it would have taken was one more first down. He would have never dropped the ball that led to that pick six. So those two field goals that they score, and you know that if Kelce was playing, he would have gotten into the end zone at least once. So Kelce did make a very, 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 very impact by being on the bench, being hurt. But is it going to hurt Kansas City? Right now, no. Right now, no. So, I don't know where Seth is tonight. Well, we do have Brother X. So let's bring Brother X on board. Brother X, welcome aboard and happy Saturday.
Hello, fellas. Long time. Hope everybody's doing well.
Well, right now it's just you and me. I don't know where the hell everybody is, but we better get there quick because we got a lot to talk about.
Well, get on it.
I don't know. But, no, I was talking about Thursday night's game. And if, I mean, because Kansas City lost, it doesn't hurt them now. And I mean now. Now, next week they come out and they have another performance like that. Then that's going to hurt them. I think they're going to turn around. They're going to turn around.
Yeah, they will. But did they perform terribly? No. They had...
just their receivers couldn't catch the ball.
The receivers were not able to hold on to the ball, and that pretty much cost them the game.
Well, here's what cost them the game. That defense stopped the Kansas City Chiefs twice from coming to the end zone. Got field goals instead of an end zone.
Yeah, they did.
So you got to give a little props to the, you know, the little kiddies.
Absolutely, but two catches would have put them on top at the end of the game there. And Kelce was
Kelce caught. All Kelce had to do is catch one, just one of his catches, and it would have
one
changed it completely. Just one.
One could have done it.
Just
it could have done
one
it.
One would have changed a complete, completely different outcome, a different ball game.
I agree.
You know he wouldn't. You know he's like a pretzel. He's going to stick with just one. No, I want another ball. I want another catch. Now I want a touchdown. I'm a selfish little bitch. Give me the ball. And you've got no trouble giving it to him because he's going to get a first down or a touchdown. And that's what you need. That's what it takes. So.
Well, the bottom line, they got outplayed. The game's over. We can't go back and say this or that should have happened. But. Can't do it.
I know. I'm with you. I just noticed week two for the Kansas City Chiefs is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now imagine being beat by two kick teams, and Mahomes has never beat Goff. I don't know if they ever played Jacksonville, but he may have a problem with cats. He's got a cat too, and I think Jacksonville's going to make them pay. I mean, they're going to make them earn it. If you want to beat Jacksonville, Kansas City, you're going to have to earn it. They're not going to lay that. They're not going to lay an egg.
Let me call you back because you keep breaking up every other word. So I'm going to try calling you right back, okay?
All right. Try calling back. I heard you just fine, but no, if Kansas City... if Kansas City thinks that they can play the same kind of game that they played with Detroit, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's not going to work. But Jacksonville, look, Jacksonville's an up-and-comer, and they mean business. They come to the stadium. Here's Brother X again. Brother X, can you hear me better now?
I hear you. Yeah, you're not breaking up every other word.
Well, I heard you just fine. So.
Well, nothing I can control over that.
But no, if Kansas City is going to have their hands full, Jacksonville is not a team that's going to lay down. They're not going to do it. They're not.
I don't think they're good enough, though.
Well, we're going to find out. I'll tell you this. I'm already in Jacksonville to beat Kansas City. But Jacksonville has to play Indianapolis. So it should be an easy win, but let's see how they play. Just because it's an easy win, it doesn't mean that you play. You could play sloppy, and you're not going to be able to play sloppy, and you're going to beat the Chiefs. So let's see how they play a warm-up, basically a preseason. This is their preseason game, their final final dress rehearsal is what this is.
I don't see a whole lot, Jack.
Hey, look. I mean, hey, Jacksonville went to the title game last year. Think about that, though.
That's fine. I don't see a whole lot in them.
They play exciting. They play, and look, they win ball games. They win football games.
So does
Indianapolis. And when they do, I mean, they're, yeah.
I mean, really, I don't see all that. Listen, fight for them, stand by their side. I'm just not. I don't see it. But could be surprised, too.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. Look, Ed, what's his name? Lawrence. When he got drafted, I said, this is junk. This guy's going to be a failure. Well, the other two guys have failed. He's the only one that succeeded. And I started watching him in his rookie year, and I was watching him. And then towards the end of the season, I said, you know, this guy's got a couple of spurts. You know, he showed spurts of things, sparks. And then, of course, he was on a really bad team. And then the next year they started, I was like, hey, man, this kid is, and he started learning during the game and not making the same mistake twice. And then he goes to the title game, and I still think they won. That was a bogus call by the refs. I still think they won. But, hey, look, they got to put it behind them and say we're on a new season. And don't give any reason to doubt. You see what I'm saying? If you're going to beat somebody by, you know, two scores at least.
I get it. I'm blind to it.
No, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going right now. I think I'm going to go hammer down right now. Jacksonville beats. Now look, Kansas City didn't last year. They went like 1-5 or some. Didn't they go on a stretch where they lost 5 or 6 games straight? Yeah, they did.
I don't remember, but possibly.
Not 5 or 6. They only lost. Well, they went on a bad stretch, and the division that they were in, they still had, they still ended up with a good record. They got their division. But, yeah, they went on a stretch. Maybe it was the year before. But anyway, they went on a stretch of going, and then they turned it around. So the team can do it. But right now, you're in the AFC. And you lose, you go 0-2. Oof, that could get ugly.
Well, be interesting.
You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, that can get ugly real quick because the competition in the AFC right now is so much more. Well, I wouldn't say so much more, but you have more teams in the AFC that you could legitimately make an argument for the Super Bowl than you do in the NFC, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
And nobody still knows what's going on with the Raiders. The poor Raiders. God bless them.
I want to see the first game, and let's see what happens there.
So well, you
it,
know...
Then I've got a better picture, and I can say, they're just going to be the Raiders again.
Well, I was rethinking the San Francisco-Pittsburgh game that we spent close to an hour.
Yeah. I'm sticking with it, but I'm having second thoughts, too.
Well, I never really went to either... Well, I was leaning more San Francisco, and I think I'm going to end up in San Francisco. I know they're in Pittsburgh, but there's too many question marks. I don't think Pittsburgh, if Pittsburgh loses, which I think they will, but if they do, I don't think Pittsburgh is going to lose by being bad. You know what I mean? I mean, I think they're going to show up.
Well, I'm sticking with my Pittsburgh pick, but I am leery of it. It's scaring me, but I'm going to stick with it.
Well, I mean, look, Pickett might be they might have a couple of tricks up their sleeve. It is Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh is you cannot trust Pittsburgh. If you think that they should lose, that's the game they're going to win.
I think they're up-and-comers. I think they got some stuff going on that was not talked about in the off-season, and we're going to find out what's really there. Again, it's merely a guess. It's too early, and this off-season was as boring as it's ever been. I never heard any news about any team other than the Jets and the Cowboys, of course, but that's all you ever hear. I just got no news on any teams. Worst off season ever.
They were very quiet with giving out a lot of information, and that's how it used to be. You weren't allowed, and that's
well,
why it was a real big deal.
We didn't have channels back then either.
I know.
Now we've got
right. We didn't have
channels.
That.
Jeez.
But no team wanted any other team to know anything about their team. And that's why it was such a big deal when Belichick had his video cameras up there. And, you know, you're not allowed, you know, it's the thing about football. You're not, you know, even though the practice is open, so anybody can see it. So I don't know why it's that big of a deal. When the Jets used to practice at Hofstra, I used to drive up and down there all the time. I could see them up there, and it was basically, I mean, you can just walk down the street, and you can see them practicing. And there are some people that were, but I mean, so, you know, if you want to have a closed practice, well, then don't let people in. You know, but I don't know.
Oh, it's not that. It's just really there wasn't a whole lot of news for them to report. It was a boring off season.
No, this was very uneventful. I think it was only two arrests, but I mean, there wasn't any real blockbuster trades. There wasn't any controversies. There wasn't any, you know, who's going to go here, who's going to go, nothing. And the draft wasn't really exciting, I didn't think.
I mean, the Rodgers thing controlled it all, but everybody knew that anyways, so it wasn't real news.
I know. And the draft picks, the top three quarterbacks, none of them are starting. So,
I think, isn't Indy's quarterback starting?
I don't believe, no. I don't think so.
Well, I hope they don't. Makes sense not to.
You're talking what's his name, Richardson or whatever?
Richardson, yeah. I thought he was starting.
I thought they were going.
I don't care about any of the three. As far as I'm concerned, they will more than likely flop. One of them only has about 18 games to his name. The rest of them, I think, are too young, too. I don't know. They're athletic, but there's a difference between being an athlete and playing in the NFL.
Well, it's being an athlete and playing any sport, I mean, for that matter. But we do have exactly, big difference. We do have the Viper on board. So, Viper, my good friend, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
Hey, good to be here. Sorry I'm a little bit late. What did I miss?
Everything. We're done.
Everything.
We're done. We've made all our picks and everything. We talked about the Lions.
Yeah, everything's done.
No, I went over
Viper, the Lions. Good to hear you. This is Brother X.
Hey, I know Brother X. How's it going, Brother X?
Good to hear you. Been a long time.
Yeah, it has. I'm excited about this season. What have we covered so far?
Well, we were discussing who is starting Indianapolis. You live there. You live across the street. Is it Minshew, or are they going with Richardson?
Everything I've heard so far, it's going to be Richardson. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me because historically, looking at the Colts, they went with Peyton Manning his rookie season. They went 3-13. I think they're at least have the patience to understand the guy's a rookie and they're going to invest in him and they're going to, if they're going to eat the losses to get him experience, I think that's what they're going to do. We'll see how long the fans like it though.
Well, they're in Indianapolis and they do play Jacksonville. So in Jacksonville, you know, after, you know, there's how they finished their season. They're a little hungry, and, of course, a division game. So, you know, we're going to be looking at, a pretty good football game. It's going to be a test for this rookie. I mean, he could either have a really good game or he could, you know.
I think he's in for a rude awakening, personally. But Jacksonville's awful good. I definitely don't see Minneapolis winning, and I think it's a question of, how bad is Richardson going to flop? I think he's going to flop. I just don't know how bad, and I don't know how patient the Colts are going to be with it. But we'll see.
One thing, before we get to the picks, I don't know where Seth is, but we should get to the picks here pretty soon. But me and Brother X, we spent how long? It was almost an hour trying to figure out San Francisco and Pittsburgh. Because of San Francisco's injuries, and it brought into Thursday night's game because Kittle is out. Even though you've got McCaffrey, you've still got Kittle out, and can one player really make a difference of win or loss? Yes, because, look, Kelsey, the only thing Kelsey had to do was catch one, just one of those drop passes, and the whole game's completely different. Completely different.
I would agree with that. I just don't know that the outcome would have been different. You could say the game would have definitely been different. But I don't know. I don't know that Kittle is the same impact that Kelsey is related to Mahomes. I mean, there's not like a Jerry Rice, Joe Montana connection going on in San Francisco with Kittle. Like there is, I mean, regardless of what happens moving forward.
You know what I mean?
Well,
it's balance. And you've got McCaffrey.
One player can make a difference, yes.
Right. But, San Francisco is balanced. Right. But, I mean, like New England, there was never one guy who made all the touchdowns in New England. Because they had, you know, everybody
only,
their share. You know, and that's kind of
the
like
bottom line in England is Brady touched the ball. That's all that mattered.
Yeah. But San Francisco but San Francisco is a next man up kind of team. And they proved that with their starting quarterback that they got now. I mean, you talk about next man up. He was the last man up, you know. And, no, that's pretty funny. But, no, Thursday night's game, you're right. And Kelsey is a much more is a bigger impact for the Chiefs than Kittle is for San Francisco. And, look, I mean, one of those passes is all he needed to do was to change the game. One pass. And
well, I'm not even sure it's one pass. I think it's the fact, the presence that he brings to the game. And by the way, I don't want to hear excuses that the only reason the Lions won was because Travis Kelce was out. Okay? They won the game against the defensive side of the ball. If you want to make a play for, you know, the pass rusher not being in, okay, fine. But the Lions won on the offensive side of the ball, not the defensive side of the ball. Even though one of the scores was a pick six, I don't think that was Mahomes' fault. But you know what? The guy still had to catch a ball, didn't he? He still had to catch it.
Hey,
he still had to run with it.
Well, Viper,
here's
we
what really won
that.
That.
We agreed that the game was won by the Lions, no question about that. But had Kelce been in there, all he needed was two catches to change that game, and it would have changed that game.
Oh, it would have, no question. I don't think you can say that they definitely would have won the game because we don't know
there.
The counter reaction there would have been after
he
that.
He would have changed it. He would have changed it. Would have been
well.
Here's
where I think really won the game, and you can count it with the two field goals that Kansas City got. Those none of them were touchdowns. They could not no longer get in that end zone. They couldn't get Detroit Lions stopped them from getting into the end zone, and only three versus seven, and that is big. That is big. Even though you got two scores, you didn't get seven. You only got six. And if you notice, the score was 21-20, not 21-21. So your Lions defense, and look, the Chiefs did have many, many opportunities to win that game without Kelce. They had every opportunity.
Right.
And they had 2 minutes. And how many times have we seen Mahomes be 3rd-and-20 and convert? I've seen it. I've seen it. We've all seen it. So we know it can happen.
Yep.
And that's when he gets scary, when he's 3rd-and-20. And then they get that stupid penalty, which was costly, and they deserved it because they needed one all freaking game, but never got him. But
well, and the thing in that 3rd-and-20, which watching the game and rooting for the Lions, I fully admit it. I think a lot of people were, judging from the amount of viewers. The viewership on that game was more than the NBA Finals. Did you guys hear that? Better
yes.
for that singular game than the NBA
that.
Finals. That says it all. But rooting for the Lions that night, when I saw C.J. Gardner-Johnson drop what should have been an interception on that third down play before the penalty, I'm like, oh, crap, that's all Mahomes is going to need. Now he's going to convert on 4th-and-25.
I knew it, too.
But that was a dropped interception, plain and simple. And he had a better angle on it than Brian Branch did on the deflected pass. So there's a lot of what
well,
it could have, should have. You know, Marvin Jones, first fumble of his career. Are you kidding me? Inside in the red zone? Come on.
Yeah.
Chiefs
well,
had their chance.
Know,
they had their chances.
When you win together, you lose together. And they lost as a team. But that last throw, that 4th-and-25 pass, that was not a good pass. That was not a good matchup for the receiver. That was not a good pass. It wasn't a good selection.
No.
You know, but there was nothing else. He didn't have anything else to throw to. That's all he had.
Right.
So
Well, the Lions secondary is clearly better than it used to be. I'm not sure the linebacking core is up to speed yet, but with the pass rush and the secondary they have, I mean, and that's a good Chiefs offensive line. Even though they were practically cheating all night, it didn't matter. They still got pressure on the quarterback, and they contained Mahomes to really only two major runs. there's no way you can discount, because Colin Cowherd said it best. He goes, that's the first time that the Lions won a game in that fashion in his lifetime, where they usually lose that game. The Lions usually lose that game, you know, play well all game long and then do something stupid or commit some sort of breakdown on defense. They didn't do any of that this time. They didn't commit the critical penalty. They didn't, you know, throw the interception or fumble the ball at the end of the game. You know, don't even start with the beginning of the game with that fake punt, but talk about the end of the game. They managed the game, and they did exactly what they wanted to do at the end. A 9-play, clock-consuming drive, ending with a rushing TD at 7 yards. How can you deny that they earned that win?
No, you can't. And that's another thing that I noticed was their clock. They were controlling the clock. They're the offense. It's our ball, and we're going to take our own sweet ass time. And hey, look, they won the game. But if Kelce was in, I think it would have been different. Even though they did have their opportunities. But, you know, look, it's week one. It's not going to – here's the thing. They play Jacksonville week two, and I'm already going Jacksonville. I think Chiefs are going to go 0-2. Put that in the book.
Oh, we got Jacksonville next week for them, huh? I'd rather see Jacksonville play first myself, but – Brother X, what about you?
He hung up.
What?
Why did he do that?
Better not be because I'm here.
Hold on. No, he does that sometimes. Like his phone gives out or whatever.
We weren't talking baseball. He bails out when we talk baseball. We aren't talking baseball.
No, I don't know. He probably had something to do. There he is. Okay. Brother X, we were just talking. Viper was asking you a question, and
I am so sorry. The neighbor came by, and I wasn't about to talk on the radio with, you know. Sorry about that. Only took a minute. So what was the question,
anyway,
buddy?
Viper. Yeah, what was your question, Viper?
Yeah, the question is, I want to hear Brother X's thoughts on what he's thinking for the Chiefs next week against Jacksonville. Not this week, next week.
I say the Chiefs bounce back. They won't drop another pass, guaranteed, for the entire game. Reed will get them.
Kelce will be back.
In line.
Kelce's back.
Well, regardless of Kelce, the other fellas, they're not going to drop again. They learned their lesson. And everybody knows it's the first game. Things happen.
Yep.
You're not as prepared as you really want to be. I don't care how hard you try. Most teams, anyways, are not ever prepared as they want to be. A lot of rookies. They don't know everything. The game is completely different than college. It's about 300 miles faster. A lot more stuff to do. So I get it.
A lot harder.
I get it that they – well, I mean, I get part of it. They dropped way too many. That was huge mistakes. Huge mistakes.
Hey.
But –
let me put this out there, because I haven't – you sparked a question. Sorry, Brother X, but you sparked a question in my mind.
Jump in.
And no one's really talked – but did the – in your opinion, did the Chiefs not take the Lions seriously? And that's part of the reason they lost.
Man, Deke and I talked about that before the game.
I told you.
I get it.
me and Keith both predicted this. I mean, I predicted this months ago.
Can I bring this up? The Chiefs play completely differently than 31 other teams. They play, they're having fun is what they're doing. They're playing backyard football. If you ever watch them, that's what they're doing. They're playing backyard football. Did they underestimate? Possibly. But were they out there? Or did, let's just put it this way. Did the Lions prepare better for the Chiefs than the Chiefs prepared for the Lions?
Absolutely. Good question.
How about
I like
that?
It. Absolutely. Yeah, you could tell that one team, you definitely could see the Lions were prepared. They were prepared for this game. Whether they prepare for the next 16 or not, they were ready for this game, and they were prepared. I do agree with that statement.
Hey, look, their head coach, man, this guy, Campbell, this guy, I'm telling you, he's a little bit younger, so he can relate a little bit better with him, but he's got that team believing. I mean, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. They're believing in that team. They could care less. And the Goff, I don't know, Brother X, if you heard it. I know, Viper, I think you heard it. But the response was, oh, what does that mean to you now that you're 1-0? Or now that you won the first game? And
what
does
it mean that you beat the Chiefs? Yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean that we're 1-0? And we got a next game next week.
Now, that's brilliant.
And
that's
his head
brilliant.
Is focused. He's focused.
Well,
that's because he's focused.
You know, I don't know if you saw the post game speech by in the locker room by Dan Campbell, but I tell you what, and I think this is what I've always sort of believed in Jared Goff, and I'll say this: when the Detroit Lions came to practice last season preseason at the Colts Training Center, where I live about 8 minutes away, and I went into the game and hung out afterwards, and I got Goff's autograph, and I got to see him and talk to him for a second. I told him, I said, Jared, I'm a Detroit fan. These guys are going to ride you. They're not going to respect you. Okay? Shut them up. Go out there and win and make the Rams regret that they traded you, and they'll get behind you. And he said, you got it. That's all the guy said to me. You got it. And I'm telling you, when I'm watching the locker room speech, I'm watching that locker room speech with Dan Campbell, and Dan Campbell's really hooting and hollering, and then he says, we got some stuff to clean up. And I see Jared Goff behind him, shaking his head up and down, going, yep, we do. We got some – Jared Goff's focused. I mean, he's got a chip on his shoulder,
yes.
I think, like no one I've seen in a while. He is going to commit to getting this franchise over the top and make everyone regret the bad mouthing and the shade they're throwing to him. I guarantee it.
Well, look, first of all, I don't know why the Rams drafted him, but when they did, Fisher, who is the worst NFL coach in the history of the NFL and will always have that record, you're not going to beat him. No one's going to get worse than him.
Yeah.
He hated Goff, wouldn't play him, wouldn't do anything with him. Here's what I've said this for years, ever since when they drafted him. Goff learned how to play on his own. He never had the coaching because the coaching didn't care about him. They did not care about him in L.A. He never had a quarterback coach. He had to learn how to play the game on his own. He is a self-taught quarterback, and now he's coming over to Detroit, where I do believe Campbell treats his players with respect, and he obviously treats Goff with respect, and I think that is sometimes just the right amount of respect is going to get you a lot farther than screaming at him and make him work in like Bear, you know, make him work in 125 degree temperature until you pass out. You know, well, and I think that's all golf needed.
Can I bring something up? And you guys are probably noticing it, probably year by year. Teams that do their certain things, right? They're known for this, they're known for that, blah, blah, blah. The coaches are much smarter today than they were back, let's say, 80s. But just a number.
Well, I think there's more things going on, and they have to know more than they did.
Well, here's
before.
My point. Here's my point. I think possibly Campbell figured out the Chiefs and knew how to beat them. If you think about the Chiefs play almost the same game every game. It's fun. It's fluffy. It's we're going to do this. We're going to do that. I get it. And that's fine. It worked. It worked. But every team has watched every film you ever produced now. It's to the point where everybody knows what you're going to do now.
Yeah.
So your game is over. Your game is over. So I think what's going to happen to the Chiefs this season is a lot of people figured them out. And to back up just a little bit, Belichick is the only one who kept it going consistently for X amount of years. He was always able to trick the other team. He's probably the only coach that was able to do that. Now let's see if Reed changes it up. And
I hear what you're saying. I totally get it. I agree with it. I think Andy Reid is probably a notch behind Belichick in that category. But the thing about Belichick, I think this is what you're hitting on, Brother X. The thing is, in the NFL, you've got to evolve almost weekly. You've got to adapt every week to who you're playing. And you've got to be able to come up with something that they're not prepared for almost every week, almost every opponent. And the teams and the coaches that are able to do that are the ones that survive and win the most. Yeah,
Belichick,
I agree.
He did not have the best players in the world. They were all good.
No, he didn't.
Don't get me wrong. They were all good. But like he told them, just do your job. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
And
that's their motto.
They didn't have to be the best, but they ended up being the best because his trickery, his planning, his whatever he came up with, and probably worked the shit out of them during practice.
And I'll tell you what, that brings up a good thought as well. I'm sorry, Skeet. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying I wanted to compliment what you said with, you know, Campbell figuring out the Chiefs. Well, I think Campbell figured out the Lions. And that
All
is
right,
what
good
has
point.
Been
good point.
Needed for a
good
long
point.
Time. Is, you know, he's got that team, and like I'm saying, they are believers. They've drinking the Kool-Aid. They are his followers. And, you know, they'll march, you know, off the face of the earth for the guy, but they're playing as a team. And if you notice, yeah, the Chiefs, and you are right, they do play very loose and very light. And that works for a lot of teams. Well, Detroit was doing that last night, too. They were both in their own backyards last night, and, you know,
I'm glad you said that, Ski, because it comes on to what I was going to say before I let you have the mic again. And Brother X hit on it again, too. Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, think about the Lions and what they're able to do right now. How do they beat the Chiefs? They kept the ball out of Mahomes' hands. How do you do that? Power running, controlled West Coast-style offense, short passing game, go long when you can, and control the clock. But what they can also do And this is why I think, I don't know that they're going to win a Super Bowl. I don't know if they're going to get to a Super Bowl. I think they got to go one step at a time and make the playoffs and win a playoff game. But
that's all.
Well, think about what they're able to do. Think about what they're able to do right now. They're able to play different styles. They, if they need to get in a scoring game, they've got the pieces to do that. They've got the quarterback to do that. They've got the offensive line to do that. If they want a power run like they did at the end of the game against the Chiefs, they can do that. Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes have built the Lions to play more than just one style. They can play multiple styles. And when you're talking about an NFL that's very diverse, you've got to week to week prepare for different things that different opponents can throw at you. And that's why I think they're legit, because they can play different styles.
Well, we do got to get going on the picks, but before we do that, though, the Lions are – the only thing that they need right now is just to win one playoff game, and you're going to improve,
yep.
And you're going to love it. Now, here's the thing. Goff has been in the league for, what, 10 years? He's still got a good eight years left. You
He's
see
eight
what
years
I'm saying?
In.
Oh, 8 years. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
this is
even
his
better.
Eighth
so
year.
Now he's,
yep.
Yeah. So now he's got two more extra years. So now he's got 10 years left, another good solid 8 years. So let's just say, for argument's
yep.
sake, that they win that one playoff game and then lose. Okay. You improved. And now you've got next year, and you can only get better. And if people see that you are moving, that's where you get the, just like with the Jets, you get all of the free agents, guys that want to come over here. Hey, I want to go. I want to play
yep.
for that, you know, in your market is. And, yeah, I'll go over there and win a Super Bowl. And Detroit
right.
could, if they wanted to, they could go buy a Super Bowl next year, just like the Jets are doing this year. But the Jets have to do it. You can't just buy it and expect that's it. You're going to win it. You got to go out and do it. And the test is Monday night. So.
And the best part about the Lions is going to be last year and probably this year, they have one of the youngest defenses in the league. And look what that defense did against a good Chiefs offensive line. And they're one of the youngest defenses in the league right now. Where's that
yep.
this defense? It's only going to get better. It's only going to improve.
Look, we're going to see it. Like me and Brother X have been talking about, you know, there's so many unknowns that it is going to be, I think, a very exciting season because of the unknowns. You don't know. You're
yep.
going to be surprised and shocked and bewildered, confused, lots of things. Well, we have, let's get into this. We've got Carolina at Atlanta. Brother X went Atlanta. I'm leaning towards Atlanta. This is a horrible game. Now, Viper, is Carolina, are they starting the rookie?
I'm pretty sure they are starting, Bryce Young, yeah.
So they are. Okay. Well, they've got the
yeah.
Falcons up by 3.5, and I like that. Brother X went Atlanta. I got to go Atlanta hammer down. I don't have any faith in Carolina. I'm starting to have a couple of sparks for Atlanta this year, and I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see an improved Atlanta. How improved? I don't know. But
yeah,
we'll
I agree.
See.
Where's it getting played again?
Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta. Yeah, yeah. I
so
agree. I think Atlanta is a little bit further along. You know, we got new coach in Carolina. We got, and it's Frank Reich, you know, ironically, who was ousted from Indy. But, Desmond Ritter is kind of a rookie quarterback. Bryce Young is a rookie quarterback. But I think Atlanta's got better pieces defensively. And, they got more of a running game. They got Bijan Robinson. That's going to be a huge help to Ritter, because now they can take the pressure off of the quarterback. No, I'm going to go with Atlanta, partially because they're at home, partially because, you know, it's a new Frank Reich team. It's a new quarterback. Carolina's still got a lot of figuring themselves out to do.
Well, yeah, I agree. Absolutely. We'll get Seth's stuff later. But now we go on to Brother X's favorite team and his favorite quarterback, Hale Murray, plays the Washington Commanders. Arizona, I'm sorry, but you're hurting. You're the ugly redheaded stepchild that nobody wants. Get on the bus.
Damn near on it too. But I'd say Commanders are a better team.
Well, look, Commanders have nothing. I mean, they still got people who want to bring the name back, and they got new ownership, and they got this. They're not together. Nobody knows who anybody is, but they still have been able to go out there and play. And right now, they're favored by 7. They're favored by a touchdown. And it started out at 5. It started out at 5, and it went up by 2. So, you know, in Washington, yeah, you're going to win this game. But
that was an easy pick.
Not too
I agree.
Much.
Easy
so
pick
you go in
me.
Washington too, Viper? All right. Now we got
I'm
going to
tell you why. I think they got a better defense, and it's still Ron Rivera coaching, and he's a good defensive mind. And losing DeAndre Hopkins, I think it's just too big a loss for Kyler Murray. I just think it's too big. And like Mahomes, okay, I'm not saying Kyler Murray is Mahomes, but like Mahomes, you need to have – Batman needs Robin. Who's Robin in Arizona for Kyler Murray right now? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Smucatelli.
Yeah. Right.
But, they're a mess. And Arizona, you're going to have – look, they drafted a quarterback. They didn't like him. So they drafted another quarterback the next year, first round. He was a bust. And, look, nobody cares. They're done. But the next game, I'm trying to go quick because we're running out of time. But Cincinnati and Cleveland, now this started out at 3, Cincinnati over the Browns. But now it's down to 2. This is going to be kind of a closer game than a lot of the experts are giving Cleveland a lot more props. Me and Brother X didn't see it. Do you see it, Viper?
I do.
Wow.
It's a tough game. It's a tough game, but Deshaun Watson, for all his off the field controversy, he's a solid quarterback. He's got a great running game. Nick Chubb and Rush are still one of the best combinations in football. They've got the ability to control the clock. They got a great pass rush, leading sack leader. I mean, they have a lot of pieces in place. The question is going to be the receiving core, and do they have enough to really be competitive there? But they may not need it with a – and let's learn what we've learned from the Lions and Chiefs. Neither offense on Thursday night played great. Neither offense did. Because offense doesn't come out of the gate clicking as quickly as defense does. So, in my opinion – I think Cleveland has the better defense, and I think the offense is going to take some time. Burrow's been out with a knee injury. He's still going to play, but he's missed some reps, and I think they're going to struggle out of the gate. So I'm actually buying Cleveland Browns. I'm going to pick them.
Well,
I think Burrow is so much better than Watson that it's going to change the game.
Yeah, but it's not going to be Burrow. It's going to be everybody else. And on Cincinnati,
right.
I don't want to pick Cleveland, but you're right.
I agree.
Burrow,
Five games in, I agree with you. Five games in, I agree with you. But this is game one. Game one tells me things aren't clicking. It's that, especially when your starters don't play preseason anymore. So the Burrow offense, it's there. I think it's better. But is it going to be clicking on game one? I don't think so. I think it's going to struggle. I think the Browns are going to struggle. But the Browns can run the ball. And I'm not sure that the Bengals can.
Well, you had brought up something, and I hate to keep slobbering over the Lions, but this when you said it, and then I've heard it a million times since, Goffense. And, look, I like that term, man. I do. I love that term, Goffense. And, look, I think it's going to propel the Lions, and you're right. I do think this is the right team, the right guys, the right core, that you're not going to do it this year, maybe, maybe not, but you've got a future. You've got a foundation to stand on and something to build upon. And anyway, that's we're going to be with that. But so you're going to go hammer down. You're going to go Cleveland. You know,
I think Cleveland's going to win this game. I don't know why, other than the fact I think their offense and what they have to do is simpler than what Burrow's offense has to do. And early in the first game of the year, the offenses are never clicking. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, well, it could be the same kind of game that we saw Thursday, that kind of along those
exactly.
kind of lines. Because you're
yep.
right, week five, Cincinnati is not going to lose to Cleveland in week five.
No.
But I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to pull the hammer down on Cincinnati. Brother X, do you want to change your pick?
Nope.
I mean, the spread is small for a reason.
Right.
You know, I think this game, five, six games in, yeah, it's going to be a close game.
Well, here's one that won't be. This is Houston in Baltimore.
Oh.
I know. You turn your sets Jesus. Off now. I'm just, yeah. There goes my guacamole.
My God, Houston.
They don't have a chance, I don't think.
C.J. Stroud?
Yeah.
I mean, Houston had a great draft, I won't lie, but they got a lot of stuff to fix in Houston.
I don't think Stroud is the answer. I don't think by getting a quarterback, I think he was a junior or whatever, I don't think that's their answer. They've got so much rebuilding
right.
to do and so many questions to answer that it doesn't really matter who you get. You're not ready. You're not ready for a quarterback yet. Do you have a quarterback coach? Somebody that knows an
right.
offensive coordinator that knows how to coordinate the entire offense with that particular kind of quarterback? Do you have any of that? Well, no.
Right.
You got some peanut vendors. So, yeah, I think Baltimore's a safe. Brother X, I know
yeah,
you
Baltimore,
love Houston.
Yeah.
You want to take you want to go and change your pick?
Nope.
Well, you're a fountain.
There's no convincing. There's no convincing, Brother X, is there?
All right. Well, here's one that might get him to change. This is Jacksonville in Indianapolis. I'm going Jacksonville. I'm drinking the Jacksonville Kool-Aid. And I think the Chiefs, Mahomes, has a problem with teams that are cats because he's never beaten Goff. And I think they're going to get beat by Jacksonville. But anyway, let me see what the – oh, here it is. So they've got the Jaguars by 4.5. So that's kind of almost close. So I think they got to – they're trying to give – Indianapolis a little bit of respect is what they're trying to. They're not trying to disrespect them out of the gate. But Jacksonville,
right.
if they're going to be like they were last year, this should be a pretty easy game. And it should be more than 4.5. So,
I'm
Brother
going
X
Jacksonville all day long.
Yeah, I'm going Jax.
I'm sticking with Indy, man. I'm telling you, watch that team.
Oh, man, he's brave. He is brave.
No, wait a minute. You went Jacksonville. You want to go to Indy? Okay, I screwed up. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, did I make a switch to Jacksonville?
Well,
I thought you had Jacksonville.
We went over it 45 times.
Well, it's the 46th one.
Right.
Well, then I'm
let's go 46. So are
Indy.
You Indianapolis or you want Indy? Okay.
I am. I'm
it's
telling
like
you,
that,
watch Indy. Watch Indy this season.
Yeah, all right, I will. I'll watch them lose every single Sunday.
I watched Richardson all preseason, and I'm telling you right now, that kid's in for a rude awakening come first game
of
the year.
I know. I hope he gets his dick kicked. I hope he gets his dick kicked. But
Minshew, if they put Minshew in, they can win. I'm telling you right now, Minshew is better right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, just in my opinion, watch Indy this season. Don't expect them in the Super Bowl. Don't expect them to do wonderful things, but just keep your eye on them. They're possible up-and-comers.
Well, I think they're going to have to put Minshew in, because I think, like you were saying, he's going to get that rude awakening. But look, Minshew never got any respect anyway. He didn't get any respect. And he was not that bad of a quarterback. He just, you need a quarterback with a quarterback coach that understand each other, and you need an offensive coordinator that understands both of them. And you need a head coach that understands all three of them. It's difficult to find alpha males that can work together in that kind of a setting. So, just because you've got a number one draft pick quarterback, big whoopty whoop.
Hey,
yeah.
Zeke, my battery's dying.
Oh, no.
Well, gotta go, guys.
We're getting to the next one. You want to
plug it in
and come
back.
Pittsburgh. You're sticking with Pittsburgh, right?
Told you, I am, and I'm still torn for doing that. I'm not positive. I will stick with it only because it's in Pittsburgh. That's the only reason. So you guys argue it out.
All righty. We do have a couple of callers. However, during the football season when we do the picks, we can't really take calls. So I do apologize for that. I forgot to put my chat room in. Get into my chat room. I'm going to open it up now. And we can chat in there. And Joe, I think this is Joe.
Take a call.
Yeah, I listen to. Yeah. We got an hour. Well, okay, we got missing one person, so I'll bring him on here. Hold on a second. Let me open this up.
We
it's
got
just
Luke
hard
coming
to take
in, right?
Calls. Well, that's who I think is on here. But it's hard to do calls when we're trying to get all the picks. It's very difficult.
Of course. We've got a limit then.
But
that's all we got to do.
It's difficult with us. So I think this is Joe. Joe, my good friend, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Captain.
Lou.
Yes.
What did I say, Joe? Did I call you Joe again?
Yes. You've done it before.
Yep.
Oh. Why do I
yep.
get Joe? How the hell do you get Joe out of Lou?
I don't know.
Because he's a Jets fan. He's a Jets fan. And you're thinking of Joe Willie Namath. That's why.
Right.
Oh, my God. Good God. I am terrible with names. I apologize. I have never been able to remember names. I've never been able to do it. I know people I've known my entire life. I can't tell you their name, but I can tell you everything about them. But anyway, we're now on San Francisco in Pittsburgh. Me and Brother X, we talked for almost an hour. And what got us questioning, now Pickett is coming out. And hold on, Brother X, I'm going to get you. he come back. But Pitt, this Pickett is something, and I don't think Pittsburgh is going to be out of the game. They're going to be in the game. They're not going to stink up the joint. But San Francisco,
right.
I do believe if, here's the thing, do they go down week one? We know San Francisco is a MASH unit, and we know they're gonna fall. But, you know, they've already got, like we've been talking about, Kittle. He's out. Now who else is next? And McCaffrey, he is, you know, he was injured the whole time in Carolina. Of course, that was the line, I think, had something to do with that. But, I mean... So let's bring Brother X on board. He got his phone plugged in. Brother X, are you with us?
Yeah, I plugged in.
Okay. Well, Brother X went to Pittsburgh after over an hour. I'm still with San Francisco. Let's see what the odds are. It is still 2.5. San Francisco is favored by 2.5.
Well, my reason again, and I want to ask Viper about this. I'd like your opinion. Was Purdy a fluke?
You know, I think that's the debate right now.
He played nine games really, really, really good. But I remember Flynn playing in Green Bay, two games that were amazing, and couldn't make a team after that. So,
yeah, but this is different. You got Purdy that won every game that he started, and the only reason why they lost the title game is because everybody got injured, including Purdy, who had to come back in because the backup to the backup to the backup got injured, and they ran out of peanut vendors and cheerleaders to suit up, so he had to go back out there and finish the game and couldn't move his arm. So
I don't think
he's a fluke. No,
Viper,
I know what you're saying. Deacon
and I couldn't figure it out. He doesn't think he's a fluke. I'll go 50-50. I won't say he was, and I won't say he wasn't. Do you have an opinion?
Right. My opinion is I think the jury's out. You need a larger sample size, and you have to understand – I'm not sure that the San Francisco 49ers win with offense. They win with defense.
Yes, they do.
And I think that's the reason that the 49ers can replace guys at quarterback the way they do. I mean, it's the way you win a ball game. And then when you don't have to rely on your quarterback to go out and win for you, well, then you can kind of have anyone at quarterback. You just need someone that Purdy does well is he doesn't blow the game. He doesn't go out and win it, but the key is he doesn't go out and lose it. Now, can he continue that streak? I don't know. Is he a guy that you can build a franchise around? The jury's out. I'm not a believer yet.
Well, here's my story. Shanahan's a pretty smart man, no question about that.
He is. He is.
He got rid of Lance, so he must have seen something in Purdy.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's not a fluke.
Yep.
I get that, but their injury curse, and they do have a curse, it seems like every game somebody on that team goes out. It's been a curse for, what, 3 to 5 years, D?
Yeah,
at least. But, see, San Francisco is a next man up kind of team. And you want to talk about next man up.
Is that next
Purdy
man acceptable, or is he just fill-in? Could be just fill-in.
Look what they did. They got to the title game last year.
I understand completely. On fumes.
You're
right.
All four tires were flat. They had no gas.
They were out
four
of gas.
Flat.
They had no brakes.
They had nothing. But we do got to get going on this pick. Lou. Not Joe.
Yeah.
Apologize again. what do you got on San Francisco and Pittsburgh?
I'm going San Francisco, by the way, before we move on.
I think the players are going to have a great year. I'm a little worried about Pittsburgh, you know, with their offense. doesn't really strike me this year. I got to say it's got to be, you know, the 49ers, you know, a clear-cut winner in this game down tomorrow. I think they're going to have a great season.
Yeah, well, they're the stronger team. They should win. It should not be a discussion. We should not be discussing San Francisco over Pittsburgh, but I think you have to. And I think the reason why that spread is, I think we're going to see a close game. Pittsburgh is not going to stink up the joint. They are going to show up. I think they're going to lose, but they're not going to lose bad by, you know, they're not going to cough it up.
No.
No.
Their defense will keep them in it, yeah.
Right. And Pittsburgh,
disagree.
I mean, look. Okay.
I told you I'd pick Pittsburgh, right?
No, we were saying Pittsburgh's not going to stink up the joint. They're going to be, they're going to show up.
I disagree on the loot. I think they will beat them.
Well, look, is it possible? I wouldn't be surprised.
This is not concrete in my brain, but I am sticking with my pick, and I say Pittsburgh beats them in Pittsburgh.
All right. Well, now the next game. Okay, we got a bunch of picks. Well, we'll get them later. Tampa in Minnesota, and they only have five. Minnesota over Tampa by five. So they're saying, Minnesota, you're really not that good, because Tampa Bay is not good at all.
5 points is quite a bit.
Yeah, but I mean, it should be double digits. Let's put it that way. With what Tampa Bay has left over, the scraps that they got left over, it should be double digits by Minnesota.
Tampa's not going to suck. They're just not going to be good. They're going to be Cardinal-esque.
It's not the Brady's team anymore, you know.
Exactly. Brady's gone. He was gone last year. He really wasn't there last year. I mean,
it doesn't matter. They're still NFL players. They're all good. But for me, Minnesota, no question, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Viper. I mean, should it be? I mean, Minnesota, you know, you're a regular season team. And Tampa Bay, you know, they're left with nothing. They got scraps. They're barely holding together. Baleen wire and spit. And that's about it. But Minnesota should be. But, you know, Kirk Cousins, you know, Minnesota's already said, we don't want you next year. And where does Kirk Cousins go? I mean, there's not going to be a lot of places you can take a guy, a 14-year-old quarterback that wants to start. He's going to have to back up. Do you think Kirk Cousins wants to be a backup? I don't think so.
No,
but and for all we know, there's going to be a team that's worth, you know, signing him. A team that maybe needs a quarterback. A team like, San Francisco maybe. But you know, we don't have time to go over Kirk Cousins' future. But
Cardinals?
For this game, Well, I think they've kind of put their eggs in Kyler Murray's basket with this. Yeah, with the contract.
Him in Seattle.
I think in this game, I think I worry about the Minnesota offense because, like I said on all my picks, offense is going to struggle game on week one. I'm worried about the Vikings defense. It's not what it used to be about 3-4 years ago. It's kind of gone through its maturation phase, and it's kind of on its downslope. They still have a good defense, but it's aging and it's starting to dwindle. They can't rely on it as much as they used to. I think Cousins is a better quarterback than Mayfield. I think Mayfield has good pieces around him. Cousins has better pieces. Good tight end, really good tight end, Hockenson. Still have Jefferson. Got a decent running game, maybe not as good without Dalvin Cook. But at the end of the day, I think the Vikings are a better football team, and I think they have a better quarterback. And they're going to be able to eventually take over. They'll be sloppy early. It'll be close early, but then I think Minnesota's offense starts to click, and they eventually pull it out in the end.
You know, something tells me that Kirk Cousins is going to prove a lot of people wrong. Yeah. He's had kind of like a lot of disrespect. Of course, he came up with Washington and this and that, but Lou,
fourth round pick behind RG3,
yeah. Lou, who do you got on this game, Tampa or Minnesota?
I'm going to go with the Vikings. Like I said, this is not, you know, Tom Brady's team anymore. I think they're going to struggle. So I'm going to go with Minnesota, especially at home, because they're too tough at home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Baker Mayfield, look, I loved you, and, you know, your commercials were funny, but, you know, you've had your opportunities, and it just hasn't worked. Now you're coming to a team that doesn't have a lot to play with. So maybe that's what he needs. Maybe, you know, you got guys that you don't have to be the best. You just have to play well together, and you can win. You don't have to be the best of the best of the best. Can you play well together and you complete your plays? Okay, well, then you're going to get first downs. You get more first downs, eventually you're going to get a score. You get more scores, eventually you're going to get wins. So we'll find out. Again, you know, this is a very time-will-tell kind of a season. So the next game, again, I'm going to be watching this one because I'm going to be watching New Orleans. I'm going to be seeing what Derek Carr does over there. I don't have any faith in Tennessee. This is Tennessee at New Orleans. Tennessee, you had a spurt there with Henry, and that's long gone. That went away last year. It was gone. And the year before, it went away because he got injured. So you don't really have much. And I know you got the new quarterback you drafted. Okay, well, you're going to have to rebuild. But Derek Carr coming over to New Orleans, and New Orleans showed sparks last year. New Orleans was showing some sparks. So I think New Orleans is going to come out swinging, and, yeah, they beat the spread, absolutely. New Orleans hammered down. Brother X went New Orleans.
Yep.
So, Viper, where are you on this?
I'm actually going to go with New Orleans, and I think there's a couple of reasons. Number one, I think they've got better weapons around Derek Carr than the Titans have around Tannehill. And the Titans' defense is really good against the run. But even without Kamara, who's suspended, the Saints are not about running the ball. They brought in Derek Carr to pass the ball. And now that they have a consistent passer in Derek Carr, they're going to be able to do a lot more offensively. They still have a solid defense. And the front seven for New Orleans is still great. It's still a great defense. That's what kept them in games last year. So I'm going to go with the Saints. I think Derek Carr outduels Tannehill. Derek Henry is going to get his yards, but we all know you stop Derek Henry, you basically stall the offense for Titans. And I just don't think that the Titans' defense matches up against what the Saints want to do.
Yeah, I also see Ryan Tannehill. This is 12th year. I think they're going to give the ball to Levis to get him a little bit of work. But I think Tannehill's going to be starting. And, look, Tannehill right now, you're 12 years in. If you want to keep your job, you got to go out and you got to shine. I mean, you got to shine like a star is what you got to do so you can get another job next year. Because you know Will Levis is going to be, they've already picked that in the future. So,
him or Malik Willis, because it's been a pretty even battle this fall.
Right. And he got drafted, I think, last year. Or 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But, Lou, we're all going to New Orleans. Are you brave enough to go Tennessee?
No, I'm sticking with the Saints.
Yeah, I think Saints are going to take that division this year. I really do. I think the division is theirs if they want it. You just got to get past Tampa Bay, which should not be difficult. And everybody was the same last year, except for Tampa Bay had one more win than everybody else. Woo! Everyone was 6-10.
And I think they've got the best quarterback. I agree with that. The Saints in that division have the best quarterback. Why wouldn't they win it?
Well, and, you know, last year they were showing, you know, sparks, and they won some games that, you know, maybe they shouldn't have. And then, again, that is
right.
Because the other team didn't take them serious. But, they look, if you got a team that comes out like the Lions did and you come out to play, you come out and you say, I'm here to play, I'm here to win, well, you're going to win. And that's what it takes. So, all right, now the next game is Green Bay in Chicago. Me and Brother X went over this for a little while. It's a good matchup, I think, and there's a lot of tests. Are you going to find out who Love is? You're going to find out, we all know who Fields is. I don't like him. I'm not a Fields guy. But this is a big test for Love. He had it last year, but things didn't really – or he didn't have it last year. He had, you know, a couple of spurs. I think, you know, so this is now his team. And now he has to come out and prove that he is Green Bay worthy. And can he do it? Well, I still think Green Bay is a much better team than Chicago. I don't have any faith in Chicago. I love the Bears, but I don't have any faith in them. But they're favored by 1.5. So the Bears are favored by 1.5. So is it Viper? Is it they just don't have any faith in Love, or they just have a lot more faith in Fields, or is it?
Well, I think it's more of a known quantity, better more than faith. I mean, you know that Fields can go off, run on the football, and beat a weaker team or compete with a weaker team. Just with his legs, and Jordan Love is kind of unknown. You know, he had a big preseason. They're real optimistic about him. You know, the little bit that I saw him play last year in garbage time, I do think he's developed, and I think he's ready to take the baton. The little bit that I've seen, but this isn't about Jordan Love versus Justin Fields. This is about the Packers versus the Bears. I think the Packers, even with the question mark at quarterback, are a better overall team than the Bears are. All you're changing is Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's what I'm. That's
I mean,
my
that's
point.
Really
they were only one game away from going to the playoffs, and they got beat by the Lions. But that's because Aaron Rodgers' head was not in the game. If Aaron Rodgers had his head in the game, they would have won it. But the Packers are not that bad of a team. They're not that far removed from.
No.
You know, a division-winning kind of a team. And this is Love's team, and he's got a lot to prove. And I got faith in him. I just don't have any in Fields at all. I don't have any in with the Bears. What did the Bears do last year? How can you give all this faith in the Bears? What did they do? Would they finish off 3-4 wins last year? What was it?
I think the thing we're forgetting is the Bears defense isn't what we've come to expect from a Bears defense. And I think Green Bay has the better defense. And in week one, defense is usually better than offense. And I just think Green Bay is much better on that side of the ball than the Bears are. Now, I don't know that the Bears aren't going to come out and make big plays. You know, they've got better weapons around Justin Fields. I don't know if they protect him any better, but at the end of the day, you know, you got a guy that's been understudy to Rodgers for a few years now. He looked good in garbage time. He's looked good in preseason. He doesn't have to go out and win the game. Right now, he just needs to go out and not lose it. And I think he can do that. But I think the Bears are just not the same quality team, top to bottom on both sides of the ball, that the Green Bay Packers are. That's why I'm going with Green Bay for the upset.
Yeah, and I don't know where they're thinking that the Bears are favored. In 1.5, I mean, that's almost kind of a pick 'em.
It is.
I mean, but I think Green Bay is going to shine. I think they're going to beat them by. I think they're going to beat them by a touchdown. Lou, what do you say?
Is Brother X still here?
No, he cut out.
I'm not. They're going to the Packers as well. You know, I'm anxious to see what they're going to do without Mr. Rodgers being in their neighborhood. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking, because I think everybody's, you know, thinking, oh, well, Rodgers is out. That means, you know, the Packers are done this year. They're not going to do squat. I don't know. I'm waiting to see what kind of guy that's going to happen with this. So I'm not going to write off the Packers just yet.
No.
Well, here,
yeah,
here's
and I think that's my point. Yeah.
Well, here's how I see the Packers. Now, Aaron Rodgers and management did not get along for the last, what, 5-6 years or whatever it was. Fine,
exactly.
Whatever. Well, that pissing, moaning, and bitching and complaining did trickle down into the locker room. Now,
Yeah. You've
got rid of that. You don't have that tension in the locker room anymore. You've got the team is free and they're loose. And they got a guy who's been with the Packers for, what, 5 years now, 4 years now? He's been with them. He knows the system. He's had a few games in his, under his belt, and he's played good. And I think Green Bay Packers, I don't know why they favored Chicago. That don't make no sense. Green Bay beats them and beats them good, beats them at least by a touchdown. So, all right, the next one is Rams in Seattle. Woo-hoo!
Forget all of these
injuries that keep happening, Seattle looks better and better every day. Seattle is going to win this game. They are favored by 5. Cooper Kupp is going to be out for a while. He had to find a specialist because they can't figure out why his hamstring keeps blowing up on him. So... I just don't think the Rams are what they were, even if Cooper Kupp is caught into the game. Whoa, take it easy, killer. Even if Cooper Kupp is still in the game, I still think Seattle beats them. But that's me. But I love my Cooper Kupp, and he's got to get out of the Rams because Stafford, you know. I mean, what if Stafford goes down again? I mean, Stafford, I don't think he's going to have his head too much in the game. He's got his ring. He's done. You know what I mean? In his mind, he completed what he needed. He's got his ring. It doesn't have a team, but another one. So what's his real motivation? He doesn't seem to have it. So find out.
I don't know that Stafford's done, but I do know that the Rams without Cooper Kupp. I don't know. I mean, he might have enough in him to win one more, but the problem is all the other pieces of the Rams are breaking down. When you look at the team that won the Super Bowl, how many of those guys are still there? How many of those guys are healthy? How many of those guys were in their prime 2 to 3 years ago? Maybe not in their prime. Is Aaron Donald the same player that we knew 3 years ago? Probably not. So I just think the Rams did the right thing. They made the trade. They were in a window to win a Super Bowl, and they did it. Great for them. But you did so at the peril of your future. The Lions made out like bandits. If you look at their roster right now and what they got in that trade with Goff and all the draft picks, right now, you mortgaged your future to win a Super Bowl. Congratulations, you did it. But now you got to pay the piper, and you're not in a position to reload that again. And that's where they're at. But they made their choice as a franchise. That's what they did.
Well, the Lions are going to be good for, I'd say, a good 4 or 5 years. They're going to be in contention. The Rams, after that Super Bowl, you're not going to be in contention for at least 6.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, they gave up a lot of talent with the draft picks they gave away, and
just for
they
a
made
ring.
Their choice. Good for them. They want a ring, and that's their mission accomplished. But now you got to deal with Matt Stafford's contract. I mean, Matt Stafford was a great quarterback for the Lions, but why did he not win or create the excitement that exists right now? Because when you have a quarterback on a huge contract, it handcuffs you to put the pieces around him. Lamar Jackson's going to feel that same pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you watch that Netflix series with Mahomes took a pay cut to stay in Kansas City. but also because he wants players around him that can help him win.
Well, so did Burrow. Didn't Burrow just take a pay cut?
Burrow's now the highest paid player in the league.
Not Burrow. I screwed up, but it's Goff. Goff was supposed to re-sign pay cut. And look, Goff, say whatever you want, but this guy never costs you a game that I've ever seen. He's always been solid. He shows up to play. He takes his job seriously. And
He doesn't sexually assault massage therapists. Yeah.
Exactly. But look, the Jets are going to have this same problem. You know for a fact, you know, if the Jets win, and I think they stand a good 98% chance. So after next year, you know,
like
Rodgers is gone. Yeah, Rodgers is gone. The free agents, they're all gone. You're back to, you know.
Well, I don't know about that. Because I've read an article. I just read an article before the show today. Rodgers is talking that he feels like he can play till he's 45. That's a good 5 to 6 more years.
Well, that's.
I don't know if he's saying that to get a contract or not. Maybe he's serious, but maybe this change of venue has re-energized the guy. It certainly is possible.
Oh no! I've never seen Rodgers like this for years.
Good 5 years.
Now, when he came up
for years,
when he took over the reins, and Seattle and Green Bay used to be a great rivalry, and we loved it. When every Sunday, you know, Seattle, we wouldn't eat cheese, and Green Bay would never drink coffee during, you know, it was a big thing, you know, and it was a lot of fun. And Rodgers was part of it. And when Seattle and Green Bay played, there was always something going on. Well, Rodgers was focused back then. I haven't seen that focus since then. And he's got it. Rodgers is more focused than I think I've ever seen him, without a doubt. I think he's more focused than him. And he's in tune with that offense. And he's like Brady. You're not going to screw up on my offense. If you do, you're going to feel my wrath. And they will. So I take it, Lou and Viper, you both have Seattle?
I've got Seattle.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, let's see how much time we got. Okay, we might just make it. Now, this game, me and Brother X, we talked quite a bit on. Because of the unknowns, you've got Vegas in Denver. Now, Peyton had to chastise Wilson again. For kissing babies and not staying focused. Well, look, Russell Wilson in Seattle, he lost his play like 6 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was. He lost his play mentally. He got Kaepernick. He got a girlfriend and he got a new wife and she screwed him up. He's a mess. Peyton is not going to change him. They're going to have to bring in Stidham, which I really like Stidham, and look out for that Stidham kid. He gets an opportunity to take a team where he gets the reins. He's going to take a team. But we don't know with Vegas. Now, we know we've got Garoppolo, but Garoppolo's an injury machine. The rest of Vegas, you know, there's a lot of unknowns in this. I'm going with Vegas only because I don't have any faith at all in Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Now, in a few weeks with Peyton, I might change my mind on that. So, Brother X went Vegas. I'm going Vegas. Viper, where are you on that?
God, it's so hard to believe in the Broncos. I mean, I highly respect Sean Payton. I really do. I think with the body of work he's done and the places he's done it, I think he's a really smart guy. I know the whole, you know, bounty gate thing. I get it. He sat out a year. I don't know that he was a part of it. I don't know that he wasn't, but I don't know that any other coach didn't do that kind of crap either.
I love it. He just got caught.
His organization got caught. So I think he's smart. I think he's old school. But he's not old school in a John Gruden sense. I think he's old school in in a very respectful
right.
with the players sense. It's going to be his way. And right now, I don't see Russell Wilson working out. I just don't see that relationship happening because I think Russell Wilson's done. I think he doesn't care. He's got his money. He's got his guaranteed contract, and screw it. You know, I don't think he's invested like he used to be. The Broncos defense is legit. I mean, we watched it last year. I mean, how many games was like 7-0, 10-3? I mean, the defense gave them a chance every single game last year, even though they lost most of them. I don't think that defense is much different or much worse. So defensively, I think the Broncos have the edge going into week one, but I think there's more pieces in Vegas, and I think that they're good enough on the defensive side of the ball. And Garoppolo's experience, I mean, he's going to be able to move the ball down the field. He's reunited with Josh McDaniels. I think they're going to pull it out in the end. I really do. I think they're going to pull it out in the end. I think the Broncos are going to be competitive, but I think they're going to struggle. It's a new system for them. It's not a new system in Las Vegas. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, here's my prediction, and I said that at the beginning of in the off season. And once Stidham came over, and I really do believe, and when once Peyton came over, and all of these pieces started coming together, and I really do believe there. And look, Denver, you're in a bad position because one, you paid Russell Wilson a ridiculous fortune, and he's not going to produce. He's hated in Denver anyway. Seattle and Denver do not get along. He's hated in Denver, and then he stinks up the joint, and he's got a multi-Brazilian dollar contract. Well, Peyton, I don't think, is going to put up with it. And I think they're just going to have to bite the bullet and eat that contract. And I've got faith in Stidham. Now, Stidham came up a few times last year in Vegas, and he showed a lot of really, really good promise. And I think they're going to have to start Wilson. But I think by week six, I think that's it. Now, if Vegas plays Denver, you know, later in the season, you know, we'll have to find out where both teams are. But right now, I'm with Vegas. Lou, what do you got on this?
You know, as good as you think it is, I don't think I'm going to take Vegas. I'm not sold on the Raiders right now. They're not the Raiders that they used to be. So,
no.
I'm not taking them.
So you're going to go Denver?
He's going Denver.
I got the Broncos, yeah.
All right. Good. No, you're right. The Raiders are not the Raiders, but I think they're Garoppolo, I think, is going to have just a little bit more. But, again, I mean, with Denver's defense, now this could be a nothing-nothing game, you know, one game as a field goal, 3-0. We could be seeing a game
not
like that.
Game, but...
No, yeah. It's not going to be exciting, but we'll find out. Who knows? All right, we got to get going. Miami in Los Angeles Chargers. I like this game a lot because that's a storyteller right there. The Dolphins have got a lot to prove. They're in that North Division, and they've got to stay alive, and you can't lose in that division. One loss is like two. So they've got to do it, and the Chargers have a lot to prove. And I really do believe, and I was talking to Brother X earlier, I do believe the Chargers are going to challenge the Chiefs. They challenge the Chiefs, and they're going to do it. I really do believe the Chargers if. And Herbert is not the kind of guy, he doesn't seem like that, where he got his multi-billion dollar contract, and now he's not going to play. No, I think Herbert's not that kind of guy. I really think Chargers are gonna challenge Kansas City, and they're gonna make Kansas City. If you want the division, you're gonna have to earn it, and you're gonna have to go through us. So I've got I went Chargers on this game. It's gonna be close, and it's gonna be tight, and it's gonna be good. Chargers are favored by 3, but if Miami turns around and wins, Tua stays healthy, and you've got Hill. It could be a long afternoon in Los Angeles. So I'm going to go, lots of ifs. There's a lot of ifs this week. So I'm going the Chargers. Where are you at, Viper?
Well, I've been a Justin Herbert fan for a couple of years now, and I do think the guy might have been the best quarterback in his class. And I can't remember if it's a Burrow class or not, but I just think he walked into a situation that maybe was a little – maybe Cincinnati was built a little bit better. But, I like the Chargers. I think they've got better offensive weapons around him. They shored up the offensive line, which they needed to do. He's coming off a fresh mega contract. I like that. I think this could be one of the only true shootouts of week one. Both these teams are geared on the offensive side of the ball. I think Miami's defense might be a notch better than the Chargers, but I think Herbert is coming out with – he's foaming at the mouth. He's rabid to go out and win, and I think he definitely wants – he's the type of kid – that doesn't get the contract and wants to sit back. Oh, I got my big money. He wants to show people why he earned that contract. That's who he is.
Yeah.
And there's Lamar Jackson who I think, oh, I got my money, I can relax. This kid's not like that.
Exactly.
So
No.
I think he's really committed to winning. I think he's really committed to pushing the franchise. And he's got better weapons around. Austin Eckler is going to be a great asset for him this year, and I just think, you know, I think they win in a shootout. I think Tua is going to have, you know, his weapons too, and I think it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be the week one shootout that everyone else can't put together, but I think the Chargers
whoever has the ball, I think it's going to, Lou, real quick, where are you on this?
Chargers. Oh, boy.
Chargers. There you go. Okay, we got three more games,
and we got
15 minutes. So this is Philadelphia in New England. I love this football game. First of all, if you know me, you know I hate the Eagles. Hate them. New England, this is a big test because Philadelphia has a lot to prove. Hey, we're still here. We lost the Super Bowl, but Philadelphia is still intact. I still think they're going to be a solid football team. I hate to say it because I hate them. New England, they've been doing all kinds of funky stuff. I don't know if Belichick just went completely insane or he has some kind of brilliant, magical, some kind of something cooking in his head. You don't know what the hell he's doing. But this is a test for New England. It's a test for both games. Both of these teams have to win. And I really do really like this matchup. And this is a difficult one. Brother X went Philly. I want to go New England just because I want them to win. But, I mean, really, this is not an easy one to pick because of the – what both teams are trying to do. And there's a lot of pride. There's a lot of testosterone. And, you know, I don't know. Where are you on this game? Let's see. What is the odds on this? Well, they've got the Eagles favored by 3.5, which I can see that. But let me ask you this, Viper.
Yeah.
How does New England right now, how do they beat Philadelphia Eagles with what they have?
Well,
they have to work with.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of ball control. It's going to be a lot of managing the clock, a lot like the Lions did against Kansas City. It's going to be taking the ball out of Jalen. And really, that's how the Chiefs beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. They limited the amount of touches. They came up with big stops when they really needed to. And I'm trying to check right now. Hang on. I've almost got the information I'm looking for. I never thought to look at this, but how many times has Jalen Hurts faced Bill Belichick? I've almost got it here. Hang on. So he didn't face Belichick in his first year. Check in year two.
I think
something to be. That's what I mean. If this is his first time really going up against Bill Belichick, we all know what happens to quarterbacks when they first face the Belichick defense. You know, he's got a body of work.
But there's something Belichick, I can't quite put my finger on it. I'm going to go with New England because I'm going to give Belichick the benefit of the doubt. But I can't tell if he's actually lost his mind or he's got some brilliant scheme that he's working on. And look, Belichick is not the kind of guy, he doesn't like to lose. He's got that taste of winning for 20 years with Tom Brady, and he wants that back. You know, and I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's lost control by this, that. But this is a big test for both of these teams. Is Philadelphia,
this will be the first matchup for Jalen Hurts against Belichick.
Yep. Well, it's going to be a big test. Philadelphia's got to show the world that they're okay, we lost the Super Bowl, but we're still here, and New England has to show the world, hey, we haven't left. We lost Tom Brady 4 years ago, but we're still here. You know? So, Viper, real quick, are you Philly?
I'm really concerned about the quarterback playing New England. By the way, they cut Matt Corral and brought Bailey Zappi back. But I think Philadelphia is just a little bit more. Now, they lost a lot of pieces on defense, really. I mean, mostly on defense. They lose their offensive coordinator. They lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lose another I think they lost Darius Slay. I mean, they lost a lot of pieces on defense. I'm concerned about Philadelphia being what they were last year. But that being said, I think they're still a little further along. I don't bet against Belichick very often, but I think Philadelphia is just a little bit more confident in what they're doing than they are New England right now. I think Belichick cleaned it up along the way, but it's going to take him some time, and I don't think game one is going to be – it's going to happen. I'm going to go with the Eagles, but I don't think they cover the spread.
Yeah, I'm going New England only because I want them to win. I'm trying to give them a little bit of a boost, but I do think Philly, like you said, is a little bit more along. Lou, where are you on this? New England or Philly?
Eagles.
Okay, we got two more games. I think we can do it. Now, this is going to be a great game. This is always a great game. If you've lived in New York, I'm not a big Giants fan, and I'm not even a Cowboys fan. I'm not a hater of either one of them, but when Dallas and Giants play, it's always a fun game. Now, this is the 8:20 game Sunday night. This is Dallas in New York Giants. I do not believe the New York Giants are going to be anywhere where they were last year. I think last year they overachieved, I think a little bit by accident, and it's because Saquon Barkley was healthy. But Saquon Barkley is feuding, I guess, with his contracts and this and that, so his head may not be in the game where you need it. Dallas has a lot to prove. You want to talk about a team, you know, you got Jerry Jones, and he's saying, wait a minute, boys. You know, we got to win. This is Texas. You have to win. It's kind of like the New York Yankees. You're not allowed to lose. Well, Dallas has a lot to prove. It is a Dallas-New York Giants game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be crazy. I got to go Dallas because I think Dallas really forget about the rivalry and all that. You just go head-to-head on paper. Dallas is your better team. So that's why I'm going with Dallas.
Yep.
And Dallas is favored by 3.5. Brother X went Dallas.
Yep.
So where are you on this one, Viper?
Yeah, I'm going Dallas too. I think, you know, they've done a great job in New York turning that team around. And I think quarterback play is definitely better. But, no, Dallas, I think, has more pieces, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're just much more solid. No, I'm going to go with Dallas all the way.
All right. Real quick, Lou.
No question about it. Cowboys.
Cowboys, exactly. But no, hey.
How about them Cowboys?
If the Giants win this game in New York, it would not be. I would not be a bit surprised. I wouldn't be shocked in any way. I'm telling you, these two teams, it's always crazy. But Dallas is a better team. Now, this game, we got 10 minutes. Okay, we're good. This is a real test. I think it's going to affect if the Jets lose, I think it's going to be much worse than if Buffalo loses. This is Buffalo in New York Jets. Jets, you paid for a Super Bowl team. You're in New York. You are expected. You have to win. This is New York. It's different everywhere else. In New York, you must win. Well, Buffalo is saying, hey, we're not New York City, but we're still New York, and we're still here. And we've got a lot to prove because we have wanted this for years. We got Norwooded 30 years ago, and we want it back. And they, you know, they want to get back. So this is going to be a really, 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 really good game. They've got the Bills actually favored by 2.5. But I do believe the Jets are going to pull it out. But I can also see Buffalo taking the Jets to school. Because the Jets, even though you bought a new team, but you're still brand new. You're still brand new with each other. Buffalo's been around with each other for a long time. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to go Jets just because I think, you know, they should win the game. So, Viper, where are you on this? I mean, this is going to be a great game, though. I mean, this is a Monday night game. This is a true Monday night game.
Yeah. This might be the best game of the week outside of Chiefs-Lions, but the most entertaining being Chargers-Dolphins. But, God, this one was a tough one to pick.
It's not easy.
No, and I'm probably going to go with the Bills only because I think they are in their Super Bowl window. I think they are they know who they are for sure. But I'm not sure if this was five games in that the Jets wouldn't win it. I think right now the Bills know who they are and what they need to do to win. I think the Jets are still kind of figuring that out, the new pieces they have. The Jets can win this game. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's going to be an easy win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But I just think the Buffalo Bills kind of know who they are a little bit more.
Well, you know, funny you mentioned that because me and Brother X, we talked about almost another hour on this game. Because you could look, either one of these teams can beat either one of these teams, and it would be a legitimate win. And no one would question it.
Yep.
But, you know, I asked Brother X, I said, okay, if there is a blowout, which I don't see it being a blowout, it's either going to be a very close, high-scoring game or a close, low-scoring game. But if it is a blowout, which I don't think it is, who blows out who if there is a blowout?
Well, I have to lean towards Buffalo. Just because I think they have more people, and they've got more experience.
But see, Buffalo's the kind of team that, you know, they're not really known for coming back from behind. We don't know about the Jets. We haven't seen them play yet. It's a brand new team. But, no, I don't think this is going to be a blowout. It's kind of a stupid question, but it's also
not at all.
It could be like you said earlier with Herbert and Tua, who has the ball in their hands last.
Yeah.
Could very easily do that.
And that's why the spread is 2.5. It's less than a field goal, which means they're saying this game is going to be decided at the last minute of the game, whoever has the ball. It's more than likely couldn't be a field goal, which is going to be great because I love games like that, where you got to wait till the last second, you know, so. But anyway, Lou, I'm going to go ahead and assume that you're going to take your team, the Jets. Am I correct?
No, not against Buffalo. Buffalo scares me. We can't seem to beat them no matter where we are, so I got to take the Bills. But it will be a close game.
No!
Wow.
Come down to the last minute.
Lou. I'm the only one.
My respect went up for you, Lou. That takes some courage, man.
No, that does.
But they need to win.
Now, that does take some courage. But I know where you're coming from. But look, I mean, the Jets, you got to come out and you've got to win this. If you want, you want it, you have to do it. Well, Buffalo has to do it too. So, no, you're right. I think this is going to be the second game of the week. We already had the first one Thursday.
Yeah.
Which, look, when was the last time we saw an opener on? You know, I know they've been doing Thursdays for what, about 10 years now, but this was by far the best season opener that I've seen. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep. What a start.
Yeah. Well, I think we're looking at, well, we're definitely looking at a new team. It's a new day and a new dawn in Detroit. And I don't think they're going to be Detroited. I think Goff is focused, man. This kid is, you see it in his eyes. When he was being interviewed, you saw, and during the play when they had a close-up, you could see his eyes through the helmet. This guy is just focused. That's the only word I can say, focused. So.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, we've got only about 2 minutes left. I didn't think we'd get through all of the picks. Does anybody want to change their pick, or anybody got something that we missed? Well, this is
no.
going to be.
Are we doing upset of the week this year, or was that just a one time thing?
I don't.
Okay, we'll get to that, but I forgot to do this, and we'll get to an upset. We'll do that here in a quick sec. I forgot to say that I keep meticulous records. So in 21-22 regular season, I was 147, Brother X 158, Seth 162, and Viper at 171. Now, last year, I was the only one who improved, and I came in second. I was at 149. I improved by two. Viper, you dropped by 18, which really helped me. Thank you. So we're going to find out. And now this year, last year was a little bit of a difficult season. Because, again, of the unknowns,
yeah, really
we didn't know. And
yeah.
even when we did know, we had upsets. Every Sunday was an upset. It was crazy. So this year, we'll find out where we are. But as far as an upset, now you have to there's really not a lot of upsets that you can really, you know, pick. I mean, Eagles and Vikings, no, that's next week.
Broncos are favoring Raiders. Picking the Raiders is an upset.
Okay, we got 97. Well, look, Vikings and Buccaneers. I mean, what if the Buccaneers do it? But, I mean, yeah, there's really not a lot of and Commanders or Cardinals. You really think the Cardinals are going to beat the Commanders by seven? No.
Lock my lock of the week, Jacksonville Indy. Jacksonville's a lock.
Ooh. Lou, do you have
That's
a lock?
That's my lock of the week.
Did we lose Lou? We lost Lou.
I don't know. We need him back next week though. Come back, Lou.
As far as the lock, you know, that's really the only, you know, lock that I, you know, but that's, I don't know. I mean, that may not be a lock. What if Jacksonville, what if, you know, sometimes it happens. You have really good seasons and you start progressing and then
yeah.
San Francisco and Pittsburgh. But I do see Jacksonville. Yeah, that's a hard one to do. And it's a hard doing an upset. Because Vegas over Denver, I think they're, what, Denver's favored by, what, one or one and a half or something?
Right.
Actually, I think my upset, I'm going Packers over Bears, man.
That's another one. That's another good one.
That's my lock. That's not only my lock, but that is my upset. Absolutely. I'm hammered down on that.
All right. Well, bring it on and make sure everyone comes back next week. Because we're in the prime of our season, right?
Okay, wait a minute. I forgot to get what was your lock that was Jacksonville?
Okay. Jacksonville Indies, my lock. And Raiders upset over Broncos. And you and I are unofficially 1-0. We didn't officially include the Chiefs, but Chiefs Lions, but we both picked it. So we're unofficially 1-0.
Yeah, I picked it when I first saw the schedule. I went, I see what's going to happen here. I just saw it.
And keep in mind, the Lions and their last few games, they win at Lambeau in January on the road, and now they've beaten the Chiefs in Arrowhead. So think about those two wins. That's unbelievable when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, I'm going, okay, I got this down here. But, no, I'm going lock and upset Green Bay. I don't think Green Bay's going to be that bad of a team.
They're not.
I really don't. I don't see.
Well, we're
going to
run out of time here.
Well, as a matter of fact, they just did. So we may not even be on the air. So I'll play my closing music. It's cut. It's already cut. So, well, anyway, I want to thank everybody if we're still on the air. Thank you very much. We did have some people in the chat room and some calls. But during the NFL season, this is our busy season. Thank you very much, Viper. I don't know what happened to Seth. I hope he's all right. But we'll get his picks. So enjoy the games tomorrow. I blew my knee out today. Literally, seriously, I got to go to the store and I got to get chips for my guacamole. So everybody enjoy the games. We'll see
you
back here next week, Saturday night at 6 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. NFL is back.